Good morning. It's Playhouse Y94 Prize Thieves 820, so not too far from now. First, this is the time of the year where everybody's watching those romantic Christmas movies like the Hallmark ones, Lifetime. And the joke is that they all kind of, as good as they are, they sort of follow a similar storyline. And so our thought that is really anybody can make a Hallmark Christmas movie. So what we do is we're each going to kind of set up our part of the story and just go in a circle and pick up where the other left off and make our own Hallmark Christmas movie. Are you ready?
You guys know I really don't like this one. So could we go counterclockwise this time? So I'm
zero Jamie Amy?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is the tale of a gently used Christmas. We open in a thrift store. Sarah's hard at work. It's the Christmas season, you see, and everybody's coming in for ugly Christmas sweaters. She's worked at the thrift store for many years. But Christmas is tough for her because, well, she's never had anyone to spend Christmas with, and she sees all these people coming in and buying things for the holidays. She just wishes she had somebody like that.
Then she looks down at her chest, realizes...
What?
Realizes that the sweater she's wearing, it's not ugly. It's not even Christmas. It's just a boring old pink cashmere sweater, which she will wear home to her one-bedroom apartment where she sees her cat. And the cat will look at her and think, just us again this holiday season?
Sarah's life sounds hard.
And while Sarah's looking at that cashmere sweater, that old cashmere sweater, Russ walks in with a box of donations. His mother has just passed away, and he needs to get rid of her stuff. There's sweaters. There's plates. There's boxes of goods. And Sarah says, can I help you with that box? And he says, yes, please. Thank you. Also, nice sweater.
This old thing? Well, I do work at a thrift store, she jokes. Well, Russ notices there's a flyer near the front door for an ugly Christmas sweater party. He looks at the box of stuff from his mom, looks at Sarah, and says, listen, this is awkward. I'm actually the MC of this year's ugly Christmas sweater party, and I don't have a date. It was going to be my mom who's dead. Do you think that you could be my date? I don't want to make it awkward or anything, given that I'm asking you just to go because my mom's dead, but I could appreciate a date. Well, Sarah has no other plans for the holidays. So she says, sure, I'll accompany you to the ugly Christmas sweater party that you're emceeing, that there's a flyer for here at my thrift store. And he reaches down into the box of his mom's stuff. It pulls out her favorite ugly Christmas sweater. It says, this might be weird, but this is the one she was going to wear to the ugly Christmas sweater party. Would you mind wearing my mom's sweater? And she says, yes, I would love to wear this sweater.
She wants to try it on just to make sure it fits right. And as she puts that ugly Christmas sweater that belonged to Russ's mom on, Russ looks at her with adoring eyes and says, you look just like my mom!
And for a second, he took a deep breath, and he even could smell his mom right there.
So they went to the ugly Christmas sweater party, and they had a wonderful time. What started out as just a favor for a morning man that happened into her thrift store, talking about his late mom, it's turned into a real connection. He said, you want to get out of here? She said, yeah. And when they left the ugly Christmas sweater party, there was a horse-drawn carriage outside. And he looked at her and he said, this is what I would always do with my mom. And so they got in the horse-drawn carriage and it started to snow ever so lightly.
And she said, you know what? It's getting too snowy. We better pull in to this inn right here that my cousin owns.
I feel like you had a cousin's inn in the last Hallmark movie.
They all have an inn. We better go inside here and warm up, but We only have a couple days because she's getting the intake and away the bank is getting ready to take it.
This sounds oddly familiar.
And he says, wait, this inn? This is the inn my mother used to have a bakery at.
This is really going a little sideways.
Is that why the bank is foreclosing? Because her treats can no longer
support the business?
And she said, your mother
was a baker?
Was Viola?
Viola the baker? Yes, she was, he explains. And they happened into the kitchen where it's been dark for so long. And they started baking Christmas cookies. And he says, I just feel so inspired looking at you in my dead mom's Christmas sweater. I think I might remember the recipe. Oh, and he did. Word got out that Viola's famous cookies were once again at the inn. And people came rushing on this Christmas Eve evening to the inn. And they were all just buying the cookies. And the cousin runs in and says, we have enough money to stay open. Here's a room on the house. They go upstairs and they have a passionate night of love. We fast forward a week. It's no longer Christmas. It's now New Year's Eve. Sarah realizes she's late.
She went in a week.
Maybe a month later.
No, it's a week later. It works well for the story. So as they're headed to the Christmas Eve ball drop, he once again asks that she wears the sweater. And she tells him the news while they're waiting for the ball to drop. Because the small town.
Wait, it's New Year's Eve, not Christmas Eve.
I know. They're going to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve. And they're wearing their Christmas sweaters again because that's tradition in this town. And while he's looking at her in this Christmas sweater, she explains that they're going to have a child together. And he puts his hand on her stomach. And remember, she's wearing his mom's Christmas sweater. And he says, that makes me so happy. Fade out on a gently used Christmas.
I think then 8 months later, it shows a baby crying. Baby Viola has arrived.
With like a small little Christmas sweater
on. Why is it a horror movie now?
No, I didn't mean it to be creepy. It was supposed to be cute. Baby Viola.
Yes. Oh, they name after the dead
arrived.
Mom.
Yeah.
Is it a little girl?
Yes.
My name's Viola. Okay, I like where you're going. I like where you went with the whole thing. It's very adorable. This has been A Gently Used Christmas. The end.
It's Y94's Prize Thieves.
All right. We're looking for their mystery box selection today in Prize Thieves. Taylor Dutcher. D-U-T-C-H-E-R. I don't know how else you'd say that. Taylor, we're looking for you. You got 15 minutes on the clock, and if you don't call us, your prize will go to a prize thief. Taylor Dutcher, we got a mystery box prize for you. Here's Fall Out Boy, Y94.